Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is about 9:23 a.m. on Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. This meeting is being conducted both in person and via Zoom. I am Commissioner John Valentine, Chairman of the Tax Commission. I'm serving as the anchor at this point to start the meeting. We also have online with us Commissioner Michael L. Cragen. Rebecca L. Rockwell is on her way into the building. Jennifer N. Frescas, Commissioner, is also online. Scott Smith has been excused today for a family emergency. And our Deputy Executive Director, Deanna Herring, is present in the room today. Also present in the room are Janelle Collins. I can't remember your name. I haven't seen you for so long. Sorry about that. Shantae Asper has been on maternity leave for the last couple of months, and she's here in the room with us today. We also have Josh Nielsen, and can't remember your name either. Jennifer Hanson. Thank you so much. Let's go and identify those that are calling in online.
This is Frank Hale, Senior Director of Tax and Revenue.
I saw Denny for a minute there.
It's like he's gone.
He's gone now. Just so we recognize the voice, Commissioner Cragen and Commissioner Prescott, would you just appear?
Good morning. I'm Michael Cragen, Tax Commissioner.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioner Jennifer Prescott.
Thank you. That's all I see online and in the room today. First item on the agenda is public comment period for groups or individuals who wish to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or recently imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. Does anyone wish to avail themselves of this opportunity to speak? Hearing none, I'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is to consider approval of our commission meeting minutes of August 22nd, 2024. And I'll recognize Commissioner Frescas for a motion on this item.
Thank you. Sorry, I had to locate the mute button. I motion to approve the commission meeting minutes of August 22nd, 2024.
Thank you. Motion is in order. I'll place the motion. No debate on the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. The minutes are approved.
Question on that.
Yes.
Did we have both open and closed meeting minutes?
I'll ask Collins that. Yes. Do we have both?
Yeah.
Okay, we did not. We only approved one set of minutes, so we need to have both sets approved.
Can I just at least update the motion?
Yeah, let's go replace the motion that you moved to approve both the open meeting and the executive session meeting minutes. You would make that motion, please, Commissioner Frescas.
Yes, I move to approve both the open commission meeting minutes as well as the closed commission meeting minutes from August 22nd, 2024.
Thank you so much. Now that motion is before us properly. Debate on that motion? Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Hearing no dissent, motion is approved by unanimous consent. Next item on the agenda is item number five, and we have four rules to submit for publication. So I'll read off the rule and I'll ask Commissioner Rockwell to make explanation on each one of those. The first one is R884-24P-28, reporting requirements for leased or rented personal property pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592306. Recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The following proposed rule amendments are for the Commission to consider and submit for publication to the Office of Administrative Rules. The amended rules will be published in the Utah State Bulletin on September 15, 2024, and the mandatory public comment period will end on October 15, 2024. The first rule amendment is R884-24P28. The proposed amendment to R884-24P28, reporting requirements for leased or rented personal property pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592306, repeals the rule. After internal research and discussion with the property and miscellaneous tax functional area, we have concluded that there is not sufficient support in the Utah Code to require the submission of the report on leased or rented heavy equipment required by this rule. Thus, the proposed amendment repeals the rule.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell regarding this proposed rule change?
I do have a question about the rule proposals generally.
Go ahead.
What is the deadline for be publishing in the September 15th bulletin? I thought it was September 1st.
So if it was September 15th, we will submit it on October, or if the deadline was September 1st, then we will submit it on October 1st, and the public comment period will end on October 31st of 2024. Just be aware that there has been some technical issues this morning, and we will either publish it on September 15th or October 1st.
Thank you.
I'll recognize Shantae Asper.
So the filing deadline is today by midnight to get them published on the 15th. If
okay.
we submit them tomorrow, they will be published October 1st.
Okay, great. Then we should be able to get them submitted in time for the September 15th.
I just pulled up the whole rules.
Yes, and I tried to check on those this morning as well.
Thank you, Shantae. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll now recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion on the first rule.
Thank you. I move to submit the proposed amendments to R884-24P28, reporting requirements for leased or rented personal property pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592306 to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Voting is unanimous. Motion passes. The rule will be submitted for publication. The next one is R884-24P33, 2025 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592107. I recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. R884-24P33, 2025 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Section 592107, authorizes the State Tax Commission to make rules that define classes of items considered to be personal property and provide valuation percent good schedules to value personal property. County assessors must use the percent good schedules as contained in this rule. Any deviation that affects an entire class or type of personal property requires a written report documenting the schedule change to be submitted to the Tax Commission for approval prior to use. This proposed rule amendment modifies the percent good tables for the 2025 calendar year. In addition, one of the proposed revisions to the percent good tables is to repeal the percent good class 24 table regarding leasehold improvements on exempt real property. After significant discussion with the counties and with the property tax division, it has been reported to us that most leasehold improvements on exempt real property are treated as real property rather than personal property. And by repealing class 24, this would then treat all of these improvements as real property unless another class of personal property in the rule is applicable.
Thank you. Any questions on this explanation?
I don't have a question, but I did have a comment.
Yes, go ahead, please.
So as a certified general appraiser, the change as far as treating leasehold improvements as real property makes me much more comfortable. And I do want to thank Josh Nielsen for all of his work in getting information from the counties to allow us to make sure that this was the change that needed to happen. So thank you for that help.
Thank you very much. Any other comments or questions before I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to R884, 24P33, 2025 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592107 to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Motion's on order. Debate on the motion. Hearing no debate, I'll place the vote on the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Voting is unanimous. Motion passes, and the rule will be published as indicated in the motion. The next one is consideration of Rule R884, 24P53, 2025 Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592.515. Commissioner Rockwell for explanation.
Thank you. R884, 24P53, 2025 Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592.515, authorizes the State Tax Commission to make rules necessary to effectuate the Farmland Assessment Act. Section 592.514 creates the State Farmland Advisory Committee and requires a person appointed by the Commission to serve as chair. Commissioner Freskas currently serves as chair of this committee. This committee reviews classifications of land in agricultural use in the various areas of the state and recommends a range of values for each of the classifications based upon productive capabilities of the land when devoted to agricultural use. The recommendations are then submitted to the Commission for approval and publication in rule. This proposed rule represents the committee's recommendations.
Thank you very much. And thank you also for all the work Commissioner Freskas put into this committee. This is something we have to do every year, and we appreciate the work that you're doing in this. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule?
Again, no question, just another comment, if that's okay.
Yes, yes, please.
So we had some scheduling snafus this time around. We moved the meeting up, but we did have our meeting of the State Farmland Advisory Committee last week. I want to express my gratitude to the committee for their participation. I'm also very grateful for the help that the division, specifically Brady Kelsey and Matt Dering, gave in getting this report turned around as quickly as they did, as well as our USU folks, Professor Ryan Larson and Robert Lee, for their help in getting the report drafted and completed earlier than normal so that we could get that meeting done.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Briscoe. Any other further comments or questions on this proposed rule? Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to R884, 24P53, 2025 Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 592.515, to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing no debate, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Voting is unanimous. Motion passes. The rule will be submitted for publication. The final one is R884 24P66. County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59.2.516, 59.2.1001, and 59.2.1004. Commissioner Rockwell for explanation.
The proposed amendments to RA 8424P66, County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59.2.516, 59.2.1001, and 59.2.1004 address when a County Board of Equalization is required to accept an appeal filed after the deadline for filing a property tax appeal, which is generally September 15th of each year. The proposed amendments generally require the County Board of Equalization to first decide whether to accept a late filed appeal by written decision, and this determination is appealable to the Commission. In addition, the proposed rule amendment provides similar procedures and requirements for a County Board of Equalization to accept a late filed appeal under the Farmland Assessment Act if the appeal is filed not more than 60 days after the deadline for filing the appeal, which is generally within 45 days after the denial of valuation under the Farmland Assessment Act. Finally, the proposed rule amendment modifies the circumstances under which a County Board of Equalization is required to accept a late filed appeal and makes technical changes.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockwell. Any questions on this explanation or comments that would like to be made on this proposed rule?
I have a comment.
Yes, please.
I'd just like to comment that I think that this will resolve a conflict that we've had between who's responsible for processing late appeal requests. Is it the commission or the county? It will now make it clear that the county is the first stop and the commission is the appellate body. And I think that it's a good change.
Thank you. Before I accept the motion, Frank Hales had his camera off and was on the meeting when we introduced, and I'm sorry that we did not catch you earlier, Frank. I'll now recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to RA 8424P66, County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59.2.516, 59.2.1001, and 59.2.1004 to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion? Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passed unanimously. This rule will also be submitted for publication. That completes our consideration of the rules. We'll go to the next item on the agenda, which is Commissioner's Report. Do any of the commissioners wish to give a report to the commission at this time? Hearing none. We'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is the Executive Director's Report. I recognize Deanna Hearing if she would like to make a report for the Executive Director's Office.
I have none.
Thank you. I have no further business to be brought before the meeting. I'll recognize Commissioner Cragen.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Non-debatable. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. And we are adjourned. Thank you all for your patience this morning.
Denny showed up just in time for us to adjourn.
Oh,
give me a hard time, Denny. It's okay.